I'm Jeremy Shea with KTOO. Some medical treatments that were effective against earlier variants of the coronavirus aren't working against the Omicron variant. Among the effective treatments, supply constraints and a surge in cases mean there isn't nearly enough to go around Alaska. After learning he'd been around someone with COVID-19 last June, Josh Walton got tested at an urgent care clinic in Anchorage. He says he wasn't too worried because he's fairly healthy, had been fully vaccinated, and didn't have any symptoms. Yet. The test came back positive. He started feeling it that evening.
My symptoms weren't too bad. I've had much worse fevers. I felt like I was having trouble staying warm, but I wasn't shivering, and I didn't break into sweats. I wasn't aching. I was just tired and cold.
The coughing began the next morning. By his third day sick, he had headaches, too. But he managed to get an appointment for a monoclonal antibody treatment at a clinic in Wasilla. The clinic had him drive into a car canopy for his treatment. A worker in protective gear hooked up an IV bag to his arm, right through his car window. It took about an hour, plus an hour of monitoring time in case of a bad reaction.
Wake up the next day and felt 100% better. Like, completely better. Which was amazing.
If Walton had gotten sick today, it's unlikely there'd be any treatments available to him.
Right now, the COVID therapeutics are a scarce resource, and we anticipate that that will continue to be the case in the foreseeable future.
Jeannie Monk is Senior Vice President of the Alaska State Hospital and Nursing Home Association. You might have heard headlines that there's only one monoclonal antibody treatment that works against Omicron, and it's in very short supply. But as it stands now, there are four products that the FDA has given emergency use authorization to that effectively treat Omicron. In addition to the one monoclonal antibody treatment that's infused by IV, there are three antiviral treatments. Two are taken as a series of pills, and the third is infused in a series by IV. Alaska confirmed more than 11,000 new COVID-19 cases in the last week. That doesn't count cases found through home tests. Alaska's latest weekly allotment of therapeutics would only cover 1,300 people. And part of that allotment includes treatments that don't work against Omicron, including certain monoclonal antibody treatments like the one Walton got last summer. The state's sampling indicates that Omicron is causing the vast majority of Alaska's cases. That means the treatments that do work against Omicron are in extra high demand. This situation is why the state has its Crisis Care Committee. It met Wednesday, and it's about to release clinical recommendations for who should get first dibs. Jeannie Monk participates in these meetings.
So the Crisis Care Committee has been reviewing the scientific evidence and trying to figure out what makes most sense for Alaska. What they will do is provide a prioritization of tiers to outline who will benefit the most from this scarce resource.
Monk says healthcare providers generally follow the committee's guidance, which will be largely consistent with what a National Institutes of Health panel published and what Bartlett Regional Hospital in Juneau announced it was doing with the one monoclonal antibody treatment that works on Omicron. You'd think the sickest people would be the first in line, but most of these treatments are not for them. The FDA's emergency use authorizations actually warn that they may make them worse. These medications are for people with mild and moderate cases at the highest risk of developing a severe case. First and foremost, people with compromised immune systems. Next, older people who aren't up to date with their vaccines. There are more tiers, but in a panel discussion on Wednesday, Alaska's chief medical officer, Dr. Ann Zink, said the supply is probably too limited to get to them. The federal government foots the bill for these treatments and controls the supply. Zink says the state is working with the feds to get as much as possible.
A lot of cases, not a lot of resources, short period of time, trying to do the most good for the most number of people in the space that we have.
For most people, vaccines remain a safe and much more cost-effective way to prevent severe cases of COVID-19. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.